Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. Poway On Stage is the nonprofit organization responsible for booking professional artists into the city-owned Poway Center for the Performing Arts. Educating about the arts is a big part of who they are, too. Joining us today to talk about their education programs and the 2018-2019 Professional Performance Series is Poway On Stage President and CEO, Michael Rennie.
Welcome, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Great to see you again. Always a pleasure having you on the show.
I appreciate the invitation. Always a good time.
We are going to talk about the programs at Poway On Stage and your 2018-2019 Professional Performance Series. But before we do that, how about a little history on Poway On Stage? Now, the organization hasn't always been known as Poway On Stage, right?
No. Poway On Stage is actually a DBA, a doing business as, for the Poway Center for the Performing Arts Foundation. So we're a not-for-profit that was created about 28 years ago by the city of Poway. We were created in conjunction with the construction of the Poway Center for the Performing Arts to fulfill the programming aspect of the organization. So our role is to program nationally and internationally touring acts to stop in Poway. For your listeners that have never been to the Poway Center, it's gorgeous. It's an absolutely beautiful venue located on the eastern edge of Poway. It's owned and operated by the city of Poway. And it is home to a number of different arts organizations, not the least of which the Poway Unified School District uses the building about a third of the time. More than 40 local arts organizations rent out the theater for use throughout the year. And then about 12, 14 nights out of the year, Poway On Stage hosts the Professional Performance Series, which are those nationally and internationally touring artists who stop by Poway on their way on to other parts of the world.
And you are right. It is a beautiful venue. And parking's never an issue there either. Plenty of parking.
That's a big part of our marketing pitch sometimes. Plenty of free parking. And, you know, if you live in the North Corridor, the I-15 corridor, you know, you can be home and in your jammies by 11 o'clock on a Saturday night after one of our shows. It's tremendously convenient location for families and folks who live in the north part of the county. You know, downtown San Diego and the coast tend to be magnets for a lot of arts and culture. So we like to think that for the communities and people of North County, you know, where their stopover a little closer to home.
Well, and it is. It's actually one of my favorite places to go. It's not too big, not too small.
No, it's great.
It's intimate. It's really a great place. And what's the actual address?
So the address is 15498 Espola Road. If you're in the area, you may mistake it for part of Poway High. We actually share a campus with Poway High, but we are an independent facility. And, if you haven't had occasion to be driving along the eastern edge of Poway, chances are you haven't seen the center. So that alone is an incentive for your listeners, hopefully, to come out and check us out sometime, because it really is a gorgeous facility, impeccably maintained by the city of Poway, and serves a broad swath of people in the north part of the county.
And what is the mission then of Poway On Stage?
So our mission is to entertain, educate, and enrich through powerful live performances. Primarily we do that through the presentation of professional music, dance, theater, comedy. We also host an arts and education initiative, which I think we're going to get into a little bit later. But that's another way that we enhance the community through powerful live performances. We serve about 5,000 local students with arts programs in the school and in the theater.
And these programs, the arts programs, they're only for students in Poway, right?
Well, we work in collaboration with the Poway Unified School District, which actually extends well beyond the boundaries of the city of Poway proper. You know, school districts are kind of like water districts. They're developed around a need. As it is, the majority of the schools in the Poway Unified School District are actually in the city of San Diego. It seems counterintuitive given the name Poway and the title, but even looking at our own support base, certainly Powegians make up a large percentage of people who attend the center, but we also draw pretty significantly from Rancho Bernardo, Rancho Penasquitos, Forest Ranch, Escondido, San Marcos, Vista. Those North County communities that, you know, driving downtown on a Friday night after you've had a long week, that doesn't really sit well with you when you're living in Vista. But making the 10-minute drive down to Poway and having a dinner in one of our restaurants and catching a show, that's a lot more appealing.
Okay, so let's talk about these programs.
Sure.
It's your education initiative programs. What is the goal of these programs?
You know, the goal is built into the origin of the initiative. Again, originally our mission was to book professional performances at the Poway Center. But in the late 90s, our board of directors, like many people, noticed that a lot of the local schools were slashing arts programs. Band budgets were getting cut, theater programs were getting slashed. And even though it wasn't part of our mission at the time, our board did a very progressive thing. They said that, you know, fundamentally, our organization had a stewardship role for the arts in the communities of North County. And so they looked at these cuts in school arts programs and said, we should have a reaction. And so they built this Arts and Education Initiative, which includes a few different programs fundamentally designed to shore up for the losses of arts programs in our public schools. So when you ask what the mission behind them is, it's to give children an exposure to the arts that they wouldn't otherwise have in the school systems. And it comes in a few different forms. Probably the most popular of our arts and education programs is our annual musical theater camp. We do this every March, and it's a pretty amazing program to watch. Children are invited to this theater, to the Poway Center, on a Monday afternoon. They audition from 4 to 6 p.m. It's a huge group audition. We usually have about 150 kids on stage. They all audition together in a group audition. And then the educator directors who facilitate this will pare that group down to about 70 children who will participate in the camp. They go into rehearsals that evening. They rehearse Tuesday through Friday after school. And then that Saturday, they'll put on two productions of a full-scale musical production. The kids go from audition to execution in just, 6 days' time? Five days' time? We've been doing it for 20 years. This coming year is actually the 20th anniversary of our Arts and Education Initiative. And so we've seen kids go from, basically toddlers to teens and then on to college through this program. For a lot of them, it's their first time being on stage, their first time being involved in any sort of creative endeavor. And it can start as young as age 5. And of course, the whole program is underwritten by Poway On Stage. The parents and the families and the children don't pay anything for the experience.
Oh, that is cool.
It is cool.
And now the musical theater camp also, if I'm not mistaken, hosts in-school workshops, too?
Yeah. So the way this program works is we work in partnership with a group called the Missoula Children's Theater. And on the Monday of the week, these two educator directors from Missoula, Montana, will roll up with a pickup truck full of costumes, set pieces, props, you know, everything they need for the production. But because the rehearsals happen after school, those educator directors are also available to go into the school district to conduct a series of workshops. And so they've got a full menu of these workshops, building character through movement or improvisation, and makeup is one of the workshops. So we actually work with our contacts at the Poway Unified School District to find the schools that are most lacking in some of these arts programs, so that we can place these workshops in the most needing, deserving, most needing schools in the district. And we do about 12 of these each year. So for the week that we're hosting our musical theater camp, there's an awful lot of arts education going on in the Poway Unified School District. It's happening in workshops during the day, and then it's happening in rehearsals and performances on the nights and weekends.
Another program of yours, part of the initiative, is your introduction to instruments. Tell us about that.
This was a direct response to the slashing of the fourth grade band program back in the late 90s. And so what we do is we hire a few area high school bands to put together a show. And the theme of the show is introducing kids to the various musical instrument groups. And what we then do is we bus every fourth grader in the Poway Unified School District into one of four locations, either the Poway Center for the Performing Arts or one of the local high schools that have a performing arts facility. And so these fourth graders are bussed in, and they watch a show created by the high school students that will introduce them to what an oboe is, or what a bassoon is, what strings are, what timpani and percussion are. And each of the high schools does a different program. You know, some do a straight-up kind of name that tune approach, where they'll have somebody get up on a bassoon and play the theme from Pirates of the Caribbean, and of course the fourth graders all go nuts raising their hand wanting to shout out the name of the song. Some of the other high schools do a full production with costumes, and they'll one of my favorites was something that the Westview High kids did a few years ago. They turned out the lights, mm-hmm. and they had their string section come in and set up on stage. And all of the string players were wearing fluorescent day-glow, what do you call it, like black light tape on their arms. And then they started playing a Coldplay song. But you couldn't see them because they were all dressed in black. But what you could see was the day-glow tape on their arms just sawing in the darkness. And it was just electrifying. So as you can imagine, for fourth graders who may not have even had any sort of exposure to arts or arts education, this is a tremendous tremendous moment for them. We love working with the high school students because to fourth graders, high school students are rock stars. They look up to them. They're real cool. And they are cool. They put on these great shows, and they do it with a lot of creativity and energy. And, you know, our hope, of course, is that those fourth graders will take up an interest in music and possibly take up an instrument in fifth grade when they're able to. So this was designed essentially to be a recruiting tool for the middle school and high school band programs. But really, if we just get a fourth grader to come into a performing arts space and get comfortable with it, take away some of the intimidation factor, then we've accomplished part of our goal. We hear time and time again that there are even adults who are uncomfortable going to a performing arts center because they think there's a dress code or there's some particular etiquette that they need to know about.
Right.
And it's heartbreaking, you know, because we're just folks and we just like to put on shows. So our thinking is if we can get kids into these seats early on and erase some of that intimidation, you know, hopefully we're developing the next generation of performing arts lovers and supporters.
So what kind of feedback do you get from these kids?
Oh, well, the kids love it. They are not always the most expansive in their in their descriptions of it. You know, we always do these little exit interviews,
but...
and we say, "What'd you think?" And they're like, "It's cool. It's fun." And we're like, "That'll work."
One word
but
answer.
The people who really who are really effusive in their praise are the middle school and high school band instructors, because they do see a direct correlation between something like this, which generates interest.
Mm-hmm.
We do it. You know, we tend to do it in May, so it's at the end of the school year. So that gives the kids the summer to kind of cogitate on what instrument they want to take up. Introduction to instruments in particular is sponsored by our good friends at Beartrans Music. So they come out to these events and they'll let kids hold the instruments and try them out and see what they like. They also have free music lessons during the summer, so that if the kids are interested, they can kind of get a head start on the fifth graders. The feedback all around has been tremendously positive. The teachers love it because the kids get exposed to something that they don't have the time to expose them to.
Right. Another one of your very cool programs, one that I really like, is Masterclasses.
Yeah, this is directly tied to the Professional Performance Series. Again, the Professional Performance Series are those artists we're going to talk about in a few that are touring the nation and the world. And whenever their schedules allow, we try to create these up-close and personal experiences with the students in the Poway Unified School District. We had a great one last February with an avant-garde keyboardist named Cameron Carpenter. Cameron is a pipe organ player, but what he did was he invented a digital pipe organ so that he could tour the world playing the pipe organ. It used to be if you wanted to hear a pipe organ, you were either going to a church or you were going down to Spreckles, in Balboa Park. So he had invented this pipe organ, and it dovetailed perfectly with the music curriculum at one of our more progressive middle schools called Design 39. They're actually not a middle school. They're sort of an elementary middle school mix, but they had a music program that was built around this concept of not only composition, but problem solving through music. So that aligned really nicely with Cameron's story of having to, quote-unquote, solve the problem of the pipe organ, which was that you couldn't move it anywhere. So he did this Q&A with the kids and talked about inventing the organ, and they were rapt with attention. They asked really good questions of him, and at the end, he did something that I never thought he would do, which is he let all 60 of these kids come up on stage and play his organ.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this thing's like I don't even want to put a price tag on it. It's probably irreplaceable, and I thought for sure that he would be beyond precious about that. But this was a clear-cut case of a true up-close-and-personal experience between students and a living, working artist. And that really is the goal behind this, to show kids that, you know, artists are just people, too. They're people that followed a passion. They're people that worked hard. And as such, they're getting to make a living doing it. I never got to see that when I was a kid. When I was a kid, the only artists I knew were either on TV or the radio or on the big screen. So, yeah, it breaks down a lot of walls between children and the arts, possibly a career in the arts, certainly pursuing a passion in the arts. We've done these master classes with people like Jake Shimabukuro, the ukulele superstar. We did one with Max Weinberg of Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band a few years ago. We're working on a fun one for November, potentially with Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, hosting a horn clinic for the horn sections of one of our local high schools.
That'd be neat.
So, yeah, these are the types of experiences that, you know, schools can't typically afford to do. Because we are invested in bringing touring artists to Poway already, we try to leverage that with our relationship with the school district to create these one-of-a-kind memories for kids.
Well, let's dive into the two 2018-2019 Professional Performance Series at the Poway Center for Performing Arts. And, again, one of my favorite venues to see a concert, to see a show. I've been to several shows there, and one show you had earlier this year, which I thought was fantastic, and that was the Sounds of the Big Easy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which
that was a great show.
Great show, and I love that they carried it out into the lobby for a couple of songs, and that's how they wrapped up their concert.
Yeah, that was a fun
concert.
Show.
That was great. So first up this year with this season is this is a big show for country fans, Clay Walker.
Mr. Clay Walker kicking off our season Friday, September 14th. For your listeners unfamiliar with Clay, he's an incredible showman, got a string of number one hits, number one country hits, probably the most memorable are She Won't Be Lonely Long and I Saw Mama. Clay is known for his string of hits, but also known for being just an electrifying performer and a heck of a great guy. He is doing a national tour, and we were fortunate enough to get the call when we heard he was coming through town. Poweegians in particular love their country music, so we jumped on this show. So Clay's going to kick off the season September 14th, and the opening act is actually a local hero, a young lady named Anna Voss, who is an up-and-coming singer-songwriter. She's a Poway gal, but she's actually going to school in Nashville right now. In fact, just last year, she was awarded the first ever Miranda Lambert Scholarship I'm going to butcher the name. I want to say for young singer-songwriters, but that's not quite right. But, Miranda Lambert started a scholarship for young singer-songwriters, and Anna Voss was the first ever recipient. So, our hope is that we'll be able to say we remember Anna when she would fit in a stage that only had 800 seats in front of it.
And that is, Friday, September 14th.
Right.
And next up, after that, or another big show after that, October 7th, is the Romeros.
Yeah, so the Romeros, they are the royal family of the classical guitar, more than 55 years touring the nation. It's a family group. Yes, they've had some members retire and brought in some younger members. This is our third or fourth time presenting the Romeros, and one of the things I love about the Romeros is, first and foremost, they're incredible virtuoso performers. They're also very accessible. For a lot of people, classical music can be a little intimidating. We're talking about intimidation a lot. But they really, they're personable as individuals, and their repertoire is, I don't want to say it's not challenging, because I sure as heck couldn't play it, but it's accessible and fun. They've got a very Spanish influence to the work that they do. They tend to gravitate towards Spanish composers, and just a phenomenal people and a phenomenal showman and tremendous classical guitarists.
This is another great show that you've got, Starship with Mickey Thomas, of course, an offshoot of Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah, Starship with Mickey Thomas, bringing back the 80s and a little bit of 70s in October. So that's October 12th. It's funny, when the booking agent approached me about Starship a couple of years ago, my first question was, you know, how does Mickey's voice sound? You know, we're, none of us are who we used to be.
Right.
And his voice in particular is, it's an incredible instrument. I mean, a lot of people first heard Mickey Thomas singing on Elvin Bishop's Fool Around and Fell in Love. Of course, he joined the Starship in 78, not long after they changed their name from Jefferson Airplane to Jefferson Starship. People recognize his voice from songs like Jane and Find Your Way Back. So long story short, the agent's answer was spot on. It sounds terrific. You know, Mickey's voice is an incredible instrument, and he's kept it up over the years. He still sounds like he did in the 70s. We'll hear big 80s hits like We Built This City and Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, as well as Sarah. So I'm looking forward to at least two kinds of audiences turning out for this. Obviously, those 80s kids who remember them as hitmakers in the 80s, and then some of us who go back a little further and know the
Jefferson Airplane.
Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship hits from the 60s and the 70s. They do go back into the catalog to the Starship
Airplane
and
stuff.
Airplane songs, so you know, you'll get the full spectrum. And you know, it's a big rock show in a small venue.
That's great.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
And for folk music lovers, you have the Kingston Trio coming in for an afternoon show.
Afternoon show, November 18th. It's a Sunday matinee show, and this is, you know, Kingston Trio 2.0. Obviously, some of the original members are no longer with us. But this show does feature relatives of the originals, and these guys have been playing for a number of years together. They actually just released a new album. They evoke all of the, you know, all the good vibes of that, I like to call it the pre-Beatles folk era, when folk music was, you know, topping the charts and dominating what you hear on college campuses. Where Have All the Flowers Gone, and Tom Dooley, and yep. Although you know these better than
Magic
I do,
Dragon.
I'm sure. So yeah, the Kingston Trio like to call Coronado sort of a spiritual home of theirs. So we're bringing them at least to San Diego County, and yeah, it should be a terrific show.
And we'll touch on one more real quickly here, because we are running out of time, but this one's a little kind of personal. Arlo Guthrie coming to town. Arlo,
yeah.
My uncle managed Arlo Guthrie, managed his father, Woody Guthrie. So I kind of grew up going to his shows and everything when he first started out with Alice's, Alice's Restaurant. So he's coming. What's the date that Arlo's going to be there?
So Arlo's off in March of next year, March 16th. Yeah, he is. I think he's been touring for 2 years now on the 50th anniversary of Alice's Restaurant, and the tour continues. He comes to Poway, like I said, March 16th. His daughter is in the band with him and is going to do a short opening set, and you know, you'll get to hear Alice's Restaurant in its entirety, as well as other hits from his catalog, Train, They Call the City of New Orleans.
So he is doing Alice's Restaurant, huh?
Yeah, that is the sort of central conceit of this tour, is that you're going to get to hear the full
thing.
I don't even know how long it is, 25 minutes or
close
so?
Close to that,
long,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And yeah. For your listeners unfamiliar, do yourself a favor and go online and give a listen to Alice's Restaurant. It's more, you know, it's almost like a fun book on tape more so than a song, although it's got an incredibly catchy chorus. You listen
yes.
to it once, you'll be singing it for the rest of your day. And it's considered one of the earliest anti-war protest songs, but it's done with incredible sense of humor, incredible sense of space. I'm a big fan of the song and a big fan of Arlo's. I should probably mention that information on these shows and more is on our website, powwayonstage.org. You can find out about ticket prices, show times. We also have a special offer where when you buy five or more shows, you save 20%. So it's almost like getting a free show. So invite all your listeners to consider that.
And you offer discounts for youth, too,
yeah.
Our youth.
We offer discounts for senior, military, and students, but also due to the generosity of our good friends at GEICO, we offer a half-price youth ticket. And kind of going back to our arts and education initiative, this is something we do because we want to encourage parents to introduce kids to the arts. As much as we know how great it is to hire a sitter and get a little me time in, we'd love to see parents introducing their kids to an Arlo Guthrie or the Romeros. You know, you're going to help us build the next generation of arts attendees and enhance your kids' lives by exposing them to something that isn't on a flat screen.
And of course, you couldn't do what you do without your supporters,
yeah.
Those that support you. And you have a big fundraising event that you have every year. It's Taste of Our Town, right?
Yeah, that's next June. I think the date is June 22nd. And, yeah, this is a fun event and really features the best of North Inland San Diego County. It happens right there on the plaza in front of the Poway Center. We invite about a dozen local restaurants, a dozen local wineries, and a few breweries. They all set up tables serving food, wine, and beer. We have live entertainment, silent and live auction. Usually have about 270 people who come out for this event. It's usually right at the beginning of summer when the weather's still kind of nice. And And it's terrific. We call it our Gala Not Gala, because we didn't want to have a black tie event. We wanted to have something that people could dress comfortably for.
Casual.
And come rub elbows with their friends. And so, yeah, you know, khakis and Hawaiian shirts are all the rage. Women wear summer dresses, and you get to sample the wares of a dozen of North County's finest restaurants, wineries, and breweries.
Now, is there info for that yet on your website, or is it still too early?
I wish my phone hadn't died. I would check. Yeah. But I believe it is on there, but
if
you're listening, make a note of it. June 22nd, 2019, Taste of Our Town. You know, the best way to keep apprised of all the things that we're doing at Poway On Stage is to go to that website, powayonstage.org, and sign up for our email club. It's very simple. We don't sell anybody's names. We don't spam you, send out an email once or twice a week maybe. And it's a great way to find out about any added shows that we put on sale. It's a great way to get advanced purchase opportunities, and we'll send you reminders about all the shows and the free parking.
Now, if somebody wants to help you and support you, can they make a donation at your website?
Definitely, yeah. The Poway On Stage is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. Serves the community through professional performances and arts and education programs, and if that's something you'd like to support, visit our website. There's a donate button there. Donations are tax deductible to the extent of the law, so please consider giving, and giving generously.
And one more time, your website?
It's powayonstage.org.
And you are on social media, right?
We are. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter. That's about it.
Okay. All right, Michael. Thanks for being on the show. It's
My
always
pleasure.
A pleasure having you and seeing you, and I hope to see you at some of your upcoming shows.
You know you will.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Until next time, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.